Church leaders from the Association of Member Episcopal Conferences in Eastern Africa are in plenary session in Nairobi, Kenya this week. The 17th Assembly on the theme, Amisie, Family of God, celebrating a golden jubilee of evangelization in solidarity, also marks the association's 50th anniversary. Archbishop Savio Hontaifai, Secretary General of the Vatican's Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, is just one of the keynote speakers at the event. He spoke to the head of Vatican Radio's English for Africa program, Father Moses Hamungule, about his impression of the church in Africa and the challenges that lie ahead.
Your Excellency, what was your first impression coming to Africa and to participate at the MSA meeting?
My first impression is that I experience a great spirit of family here. The first time I was able in one place to meet so many bishops of this region, Amisia. And one of the distinct points is that they all smile, and I like them. And I can notice that the bishops among themselves, the delegates among them, they are also very friendly. I can see how much affection they have one for another. The second thing I like to mention is I'm very much impressed by the Eucharistic celebration here. People very much participated, and I am really amazed and also pleased with the songs and movement and the dances and the way they really celebrate and participate, take active part in the liturgy. So the second. And then while talking to some of the bishops or even cardinals, and I find that the pastors themselves had a very great concern for their church, not only for the churches, for the people around them. And so and I understand also that there are challenges here, considerable to the considerable extent that they have difficulties, but then with that kind of optimism, they can deal with things. So I'm really happy. And of course, I came here to join their celebration for their 50th anniversary of Amisia. And I can notice that when bishops go together, when pastors, stay in one mind, one heart, they can do a lot of things.
From attending the plenary, did you find new challenges? You are new in the office as secretary of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. Are there some challenges that you observed, having participated in a meeting, that you'd like to consider as you go back to Rome?
Well, actually, I did not stay too long with them, but talking to the bishops around, I feel there are, of course, the so-called major challenges, something like war, kind of instability, and sometimes there's another, what I would say, or like to say that there's something from abroad, something, I even use the word poisonous, something like abortion, this kind of thing. It's contrary to the African cultures coming up here. So that is the big challenges. But then talking to the bishops, then I realized more, there are other things too. For example, the stability of the clergy, and then they are trying to train or to form a better leadership among the pastors. And then another point is about the participation of the laity, and then the women's role, given the fact that around 80% of women, among the active participants in the church, 80% are kind of women. So they have to address also this problem, the women's role, especially in the process of decision-making. How can they be invited or get them involved.
Yes. Finally, Your Excellency, what is the role of organizations like, I may say, the regional conferences of bishops in the Catholic Church?
Okay, I think chiefly are two. One is kind of cooperation, because actually there are many have their own conferences already. But now the cooperation is at a large scale, you know, at a larger scale. The second, I think, is consultation, in the sense that in this plenary session, when they exchange, so they are, they can focus, they can focus more on the major common major concerns. There's a kind of a consultation work there. That's what I can see.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.